It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth, and I'm joined once again by Dr. Milton Wolf, board-certified diagnostic radiologist and cousin of President Barack Obama. Dr. Wolf, good afternoon.
Greetings from the conservative holdout and the president's family. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. Still waiting for that Christmas card, huh?
I'll tell you what, you know, of course, sitting at the kids' table at Thanksgiving is not such a bad thing.
Bye-bye, Berwick. Explain Berwick, if you would.
What a beautiful day this is. This Donald Berwick, Dr. Berwick, is, of course, the Medicare czar. He is the ground zero person of socialized medicine in America. He was handpicked by Barack Obama to head Medicare, and because his views on medicine, his notions of having a complete government takeover of healthcare are so radical, so outside the mainstream, the president wasn't even willing to put him up for confirmation hearings, and instead installed him into the Medicare role last year. Under the cloak of a recess appointment, and now his term is up. He faces confirmation hearings, and of course he is not willing to go before the Congress, to go before the American people, and defend what he's been doing.
Uh-huh. And why is that? Because of his socialist views?
This is a very radical man, and you're precisely right. He would like to redo the American healthcare system and recreate it in the mold of the British single-payer government socialized medicine system. He's unapologetic about that. He wants to ration healthcare. He has said it's not a question of whether or not we will ration. It's whether we'll ration blindly. Now, in his estimation, blindly means that he as the government, doesn't have control over it. So long as it's a doctor and a patient making a decision, he just doesn't trust them.
Hmm. And so he would like to see that whole doctor-patient relationship simply go away, right?
This is one of the scariest things. This man has actually said that the private relationship between a doctor and a patient is no longer tenable. So long as Big Brother is not there to call the shots, he doesn't believe that you as a patient should be able to make decisions with your doctor without the government overseeing it.
Hmm. So his disposition is that of he's being ushered out of town, or he's being pushed out, or he is leaving on his own because he doesn't want to go through a confirmation process?
I think he's slinking out of town the same way he came into town. You know, he clearly will not be able to pass muster, even with the Democrats controlling the Senate, mind you, but he cannot get through the Senate hearings because of these things that he has said. Because of the push towards socialized medicine in America and his zeal to ration your health care. But what's interesting is all of these things that he has said, he's really getting you know, let go. They're jettisoning him from the crew, only because he has said out loud what they all already think.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done anything surprising for them, because the key is all of these things that he has said, he said them before he was installed into that position. He didn't surprise them with his social views. He was chosen because of socialized medicine views.
All right. Now, who replaces him? Do we have any idea?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, the team that Barack Obama puts together for health care, you change the faces, but the game still stays the same. And that's, we're gonna play that same game until we're ready to put people in place who actually care about Americans' freedom and care about health care, other than simply having government control over it.
Yeah. You know, I love your opening line. Obamacare is the kryptonite of American politics. Not even Superman himself could survive touching this truly terrible law.
You know, you and I have talked about how Obamacare needs to die two deaths. It needs to die a legal death in the courts, and it needs to die a political death at the ballot box. And this is part of the political death, and it needs to die. It is it is the albatross that the Democrats have hung around their own neck. It's the, as I say, it's the curse of Ham, King Tut, and the Great Bambino all rolled into one.
Yeah, and many Democrats, I mean, they've felt the pressure already. You mentioned Nancy Pelosi. You mentioned Harry Reid. Pelosi was the one that handed out waivers like they were candy, and then said on stage, said, well, these were mostly small companies. One of those small companies, McDonald's.
You know, Yeah, that's a pretty small company. I'm from small to supersized.
Yeah.
My favorite waivers that she has, she's gotten for her friends, are the boutique owners in San Francisco. Now, she herself being one of those boutique owners, she's able to carve out these kind of exceptions for her friends. And, you know, the Obamacare waivers, they really, you really have to, you don't have to be a Mensa candidate or a rocket scientist to understand. You can say, look, if Obamacare is such a good law, if it is so great, then why does the White House keep giving waivers to their best friends?
Yep, absolutely true. Sensational column today in the commentary section of the Washington Times. It's by Dr. Milton R. Wolf. Bye-bye, Berwick. Check it out. Doctor, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
The Obamacare collapse continues, and we'll continue to celebrate. Thank you, Andy.
See you later. Bye-bye.